This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
This is a Fox News alert. The most expensive House race in history is ending with the Republican winning. Karen Handel is now projected to win Georgia's special election to fill the House seat vacated by HHS Secretary Tom Price, beating Democrat John Ossoff. National Democrats had high hopes for this race as a referendum on the Trump presidency. Steve Harrigan is live at Handel headquarters in Atlanta. Good evening, Steve.
Brett, the excitement here has been building throughout the night. We saw the Republican a few minutes ago, Karen Handel, coming out before this crowd and saying she wanted to dot the I's, cross the T's before she made any announcement. We expect her in a few minutes' time. She made it clear throughout this campaign it was not a national referendum on Donald Trump, but a lot of her supporters here, when you talk to them, they say otherwise, that this is about President Trump. Brett, back to you.
Let's see, remarks here live. Now back to Hannity.
Well, of course, that was the report last night. And Scott, I got to tell you, people are really very, very surprised. And I know Republicans, were hanging on the fence here because, it was like deja vu one more time, like all the Donald Trump statistics, making it seem like it was so close that Handel was going to lose. And here it is by 6 points. I mean, this is quite the runaway, especially considering all the money that the Democrats, put on this contest. So, what do we do? Do we believe the pollsters anymore? Have they lost all credibility?
Well, it's pretty good for 5-0, I believe,
Special
elections. And that's pretty good for a guy that apparently only 30% of the people like. Right?
Yeah. But so, again, where's the thumb? whose thumb is on the scale here? Tell me.
That has to be what it is. The South Carolina one was a little bit closer. I think that was, 4 points, three points, something like that. These are easy wins. They're good wins. I don't know. I don't know what they're
especially in light, Scott, as we've been noting here. The sentiment, this anti-Trump, the derangement syndrome that this country seems to be reflecting, and I think it's probably more about what the media has been presenting than actual reality. Is there a percentage like anything? Yes, there's a small percentage, but, here it is. Conservatives are talking back where it counts, and that's in the ballot box. I mean, if the Democrats and those on the left do not get a grip on what's going on and they want to do everything they can, seemingly, to obstruct what President Trump is trying to do on behalf of our country, this is not going to do well for them. In fact, a little bit later on, we're going to be talking with Liz Peek. She's coming on, has written a definitive column, as a memo to Dems. Hating on Trump is not a platform. And I think conservatives are going to, this is going to be a real positive shot in the arm for conservatives.
Well, that's the same thing that the Republicans tend to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying that, well, I'm not Barack Obama, that wasn't enough.
Yes.
In fact, in their primary, the thing that actually probably won it for Trump is that he came out right away and it was about, I'm talking about these things. And
here's the ideas.
Here's the ideas.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas the rest of, I'm not Obama.
Yeah, right, right.
But I think this is also going back to where, I think people are getting back into the thing to where I'm not going to tell you what my politics are.
Mm-hmm.
There was a while there when I was a kid to where I didn't know anything about who people voted for.
Right.
And now I seem to know too much.
Yes.
I can go down the list of my friends and tell you who voted for what.
Yeah, and this is what's happening. I mean, we're talking to people in the workplace. In fact, I was talking to a gal yesterday, and she says, Bill, we just don't talk politics at work. It is absolutely verboten. And I said, well, that's probably wise right now with all the contention because you don't know what's going to light up. I mean, I was on an airplane last month and people got heated. I'm going, whoa, hey, man, pass the peanuts. Let's just have a little peace here,
Well, and I think that you're also finding out that your polls are still they're still talking to specific people.
Exactly. Well, the conversation continues. Stay with us, America. I'm Bill Martinez. We're looking at 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I think this race is shaping up. Are you getting any early indication?
Yeah, we started to see momentum shifting towards Karen Handel at the latter stages of the early vote. It's going to be tight. It's going to be neck and neck. You're going to see high voter turnout. I'm cautiously optimistic, but it really is going to depend on turnout today.
Yeah. And how's turnout looking so far?
Yeah, I haven't seen any indications yet. I think it's good. I mean, we need to see good turnout in Cobb County and northern Fulton County. Those are going to be the areas that we're going to be looking at. We're pleased that Karen started to take the lead in the early vote towards the latter stages of voting. That's a good trend line for her. And she represents the district. The voters of Georgia 6 know her. She served them. John Ossoff, of course, is from outside the district. He can't even vote for himself today. Most of his money's come from out of state. You know, California doesn't need a 54th congressman. Georgia needs somebody who's going to represent their district.
So the early numbers in terms of early vote, about 140,000 early vote. And just to give people a sense, in the 2014 midterm, there were 210,000 votes cast. So there was a significant amount of early vote here. You know, how do you feel that went? Do you think it leaned GOP or do you think it leaned Dem? You know, how do your voters vote in that district in terms of early voting?
It's neck and neck in the early voting, according to what we're seeing. And I think Karen Handel's going to have an edge on Election Day voting. We think this is going to be a record turnout. Like you said, in 2014, you saw 210,000 voters turn out. I think you'll see between 230 and 250,000 voters turn out for this special election. The interest is very high, and each of them are making their case. And of course, Karen's better suited to represent that district.
So what about the fact that John Ossoff has sort of presented himself as a middle of the road candidate, especially in the final weeks of this of the campaigning period here? And, you know, President Trump has a 39% approval rating, and Karen Handel has said, you know, I'm not an extension of the White House. So how's that going to sort out?
Well, John Ossoff's really tried to be all things to all people. So he's taking his money from California, New York, from the liberal side of the Democrat Party. But in district, he's not talking about President Trump. He's saying, I'm going to go to Washington and work with Republicans. He's saying he's going to fight raising taxes. So he's trying to play himself as some moderate Democrat. We know he's going to go to Washington and vote with Pelosi 100% of the time. So he's trying to have it both ways within the district. I think the voters are seeing that. And Karen's keeping it local. She's focusing on jobs, the economy, and helping people in the Georgia 6th district. And she's going to come to Washington and be a support to the White House and help us repeal and replace Obamacare, pass tax reform, and get jobs coming back to that district.
I'll tell you, it's pretty good analysis from Ronald Romney McDaniel, the RNC chair, with Martha McCallum on Fox last night. And everything the Dems had hoped to occur just did not happen. And she was right about 250,000 plus votes. And Scott, you were right about that that differential in South Carolina. Dems did not put as many chips on the line there. They didn't think they had a shot at it. They were looking with everything, you know, toward Georgia to be some sort of note of referendum against Trump, and they fell absolutely flat. I mean, and you know, to hear all the punditry, you know, prior to it was the Dems were just cleaning up. This was really, really close, and after all was said and done, you know, this has long been, as they noted, this is where Newt Gingrich sat, you know, for many years. This is Newt Gingrich territory. So, so far, it seems to be holding steady. So, you know, what you can draw out of this is certainly not anything close that that the Democrats had been projecting or hoping for, that this would be, you know, something, some kind of flag-planting, you know, event that they could have.
Well, it's a pretty familiar story at this point, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, we saw it back in November. At this point, I guess if you're, you know, at this point, they're going to try and pull silver linings. Oh, South Carolina was closer than it was supposed to be. Yeah. All these things. And at this point, I think we've seen enough to know that losers lose.
Yeah, well, we seem to know the Dems are still lost. I mean, you know, besides losing, they're losing and lost because they cannot come up with a message that is making sense and gaining traction. And so I'm sure Tom Perez et al. Are, you know, going out to the woods with Hillary Clinton to see what they can figure out and what they can throw up against the trees that hopefully will stick. But, you know.
Well, how's their message going to work with anybody? Well, we're not that guy. If all of a sudden my paychecks are bigger, I have more options on the table, they're not taking as much taxes for me, me and my family are able to do more because I have more money. Mm-hmm. That's what Trump has on his side right now.
Well, let me ask you, he has results.
He has things that he can point to.
And to that exact point, has the last 8 years of one Barack Obama and his policies, I mean, if there's any referendum, it is on the policies of the left. 8 years of Barack Obama, he insisted the country is better off, and the country is saying, I don't know what country you're talking about. It is certainly not us. And, you know, Barack Obama and progressives, if anything made way for Donald Trump, it was them. And that is clear. And what's starting to, what I'm sensing here is this bubbling of Main Street America, you know, getting really upset about the way Congress, and particularly the Dems and the establishment, the way they're working against Donald Trump. They're saying, hey, give him a shot. Give him a fair shot. He's instituted some things, and they're excited about the, you know, about the forecast and what it looks like.
Well, they always point to that, what, 24 million more people were on health care. What does that number mean to me? When all of a sudden I didn't have health care anymore.
Right.
What does that number mean to me?
Hey, look at and the thing is, you know, just like the unemployment rate, that's a contrived number. That's a worked over number, Scott.
100%, yeah.
When you look at and you say, remember, we've asked this, how many times we ask the question? Every expert we get here, hey, remember that 30 million that they first talked about? What did we do with that 30 million? There's no government number. Nobody is addressing that 30 million because that was the reason why we embraced Obamacare. It's the same thing like why this country decided to go with abortion, legalizing abortion. It, you know, they took that 1%, which they tried to say was larger than that. I think they were trying to say it was, you know, it was a sizable number. They didn't talk too much about percentage points back then, but people knew that it was a minority percentage of people that had to deal with a rape or incest or the death of a mother. And so for that minor percent, what it's come down to is almost 99% of the abortions are for anything but that. But that was the wedge number. That was the wedge that held the door open for abortion to creep through. And so here we are, nearly 60 million babies aborted later. You've got all these unintended consequences and people going, whoa, 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 whoa. We never expected it to get out of hand like this. This was not what we voted for. And so here we are with health care saying, well, 30 million people. And we're going, wait a minute, government to control things again that they shouldn't be.
That goes back to their thing that they always go to extremes. A gunman that goes around shooting people is all of a sudden representative of every gun owner.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you got to love them, but you better know what you're loving them for. This is Bill Martinez.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars would activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We come to you fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And this is where I am. I find myself on the West Coast. Weather a little weird here in California. It's been overcast. It had been warming up pretty much there. But last night, we got down to, about 64 degrees. Oh, we're complaining. Here on the West Coast for a couple more days, we'll be back in Florida. When do I get in there? Sunday morning. So we'll be back, coming at you from the East Coast next week. Marion Smith joins us right now. Marion is the executive director of the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation. He's on the forefront of human rights policy in the U.S., advocating on behalf of dissidents around the globe, from North Korea to China to Cuba. Marion Smith, welcome to Bill Martinez Live.
Thanks. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Wanted to get your perspective. You had written, and our hearts remain heavy about what happened, this murder. And there's just no other word for it, this murder of Otto Warmbier, the American student who was imprisoned in North Korea for more than 17 months, released by the North Koreans in a coma, and succumbed the day after Father's Day. This is absolutely heartbreaking, Marion. I know this affects you as well. And I got to tell you, I have to be careful here because I am really angry, and I'm questioning, where's the international community? I know America has been proactive on this, but I'd say where's the international community and America, on this murder.
Right. Well, it is the kind of plot that you wouldn't believe in a movie. Certainly it couldn't end up this tragic and expect to do well. And yet this is the real world. This is life. And unfortunately what happened to Otto is not a unique act by the North Korean regime. They have detained, tortured, killed American citizens before. There are three U.S. citizens still detained by North Korea. And since 2009, they have imprisoned 16 Americans. Mm-hmm. They do this because they are still at war with the United States. I mean, the Korean War didn't officially end. They still hold captive the only U.S. Navy ship in commission, the USS Pueblo. Mm-hmm. In North Korea. For a younger generation, the millennials who don't understand the history of the 20th century, the Cold War, may not know virtually anything about the Korean War. When something like this happens with Otto, they don't even have a frame of reference with which to judge it. Mm-hmm. We were especially dismayed to read and see some of the comments in popular culture in the last few months about Otto somehow feeling good that his white privilege didn't help him in North Korea. So if that's the sort of social world lesson that people were taking away from his imprisonment and torture in North Korea, we have a real problem. So, that kind of cultural understanding certainly affects, politics and public policy. And, we, of course, we commend the Trump administration for securing his release. We are, deeply saddened that he ended up dying due to his wounds being tortured in North Korea. But the day that President Trump was elected, we released a video calling upon him to seek the release of Otto Warmbier, and we just wish that it had turned out differently. He was an American student there as a tourist,
and supposedly even one of his friends who accompanied him thought that supposedly this was over. A political poster or something that he allegedly took down and then you're finding out maybe he did, maybe he didn't. But meanwhile, you got 15 years of hard labor And you could tell even when we saw those pictures of him being accompanied and basically dragged, that he was emotionally drained for whatever it was, whatever kind of pressure they had already put on him while he was still alive, and we could still see the video. And the thing that concerns me, Marin, as I'm sure it does you, as you mentioned, we still have three Americans right now being detained. And I'm sure this is what President Trump and Secretary of State Tillerson are measuring as, you know, if they're going to do something, if something is going to be done, it's going to be done, you know, through that sensitivity of those three Americans being held, you know, being held by the North Koreans.
Sure. And of course, one defector from North Korea described that country as a republic of lies.
Mm-hmm.
So we may not know a lot about communist regimes since they're closed societies, but we do know that they lie as a matter of policy. So we don't know for sure that, you know, the alleged quote unquote crime was one he committed or not. But, you know, North Korea possibly could have collapsed after the Soviet Union collapsed. But since that time, it has been bankrolled and defended by the People's Republic of China.
Mm-hmm.
North Korea, something that we absolutely must try to end, is their the sector of the North Korean economy that depends on exporting slave labor of North Koreans. Mm-hmm. They have had slave laborers in the Middle East, in China, in Russia. We estimate there are about 40,000. North Korean slave laborers in Russia right now.
They probably feel they died and went to heaven, you know, going, you know, even though it's slave labor, but going from North Korea to Russia or to China, they probably think, well, you know, they're better off having done that than to stay in North Korea.
Well, many of them will sign up for this, but of course some are just ordered to go.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, for those who sign up, they often have a hope that they can, once they get into China or Russia or wherever else, escape and,
yes,
and make their way to South Korea. But this is, you know, this is a brutal, totalitarian, murderous regime, that declares war on its citizens every day. And you could describe, you know, all 25 million North Korean citizens as slaves.
Yes, exactly.
But beyond that, there are existing gulags where we know there are at least 150,000 North Koreans for political or religious crimes. Mm-hmm. Even owning a DVD or a flash drive will put you there and your family members. So, you know, Americans need to basically get woke to this reality. And, you know, life is very different other places, and political values make a difference.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Marion Smith is the executive director of Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation. You also have your pulse on Cuba. Give us an update, especially regarding this recent announcement from President Trump.
Well, the Cuban regime has responded by propaganda campaign that the revolution, you know, continues and is not going to be in any way affected by this policy shift coming out of the White House. They're pretty confident in their ability to maintain control over the island of Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
They are moving ahead with a transition. So Raul can step down just as Fidel did before he died. And they have installed, another generation of Castros to maintain mm-hmm. the police state. So they need pressure from the outside.
Well, and to your point, it's not like they were doing a lot of business even during this transition with America. The door started to open, but it was a mere crack. So any cutback and reversal of those policies that were instituted by President Obama, not going to be hard felt here and right away. So, you know, like we say, we've waited over 50 years and we'll continue. And it's a different era between the United States and Cuba these days. Marion Smith, Executive Director of the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation. Marion, thank you so much. Appreciate the insight.
Thank you.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
I can't wait to fall in love with you. You can't wait to fall in love with me. This just can't be some enough. You'll see, this just can't be some enough.
Bill Martinez Live.
Yeah, we have a little bit of summer love mood music. Why not? It's 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Liz Feek joins us now. Columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. Spent over 20 years on Wall Street. Most of them as top-ranked research analysts. Miss Liz, how are we doing?
I'm terrific. Thanks for having me.
Oh, are you kidding me? Boy, I'll tell you, your column on FoxNews.com is definitely gaining traction, and people are talking about it, and that is the message from Georgia. Hating Trump, not a platform, is it?
Well, I do think that's, you know, clearly one of the messages from that election. I mean, let's face it, what John Ossoff, a 30-year-old with almost no credentials or CV, ran on was the expected animosity in the area towards Donald Trump, and in fact started off his campaign with the slogan, Make Trump Furious. Mm-hmm. That was kind of what he was pitching. Well, you know, that got a lot of excitement, engendered a lot of fundraising among Democrats across the country. Huge amount of donations came in from L.A. and other places. But guess what? The Republican, largely Republican district in Georgia, voters there were not too impressed. They didn't want their leadership selected by Hollywood elites and other people across the country. So he lost. And
exactly.
I think honestly, he was sort of an empty suit, and I think a poor choice. 30-year-old guy was not much to him, but more important, and I think this has been talked a lot about after the 2016 election, Democrats have to come up with a message that appeals to the average American, and so far they really haven't done that.
Well, in all fairness, too, Liz, I mean, you and I talked, you know, we've been talking for years here, and your message to Republicans years ago that hating Barack Obama is not a platform.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it wasn't until until they woke up to that that they realized, wait a minute, we better give them, we better tell them a message. And now here they are gaining traction. Now, they may not have liked the messenger necessarily, some of the old guard of the Republican Party, but I'll tell you what, it is resonating, and here the Republicans are 5-0.
Actually, you raise a really interesting point. It really wasn't Republicans who came up with the message that appealed to voters. It was Donald Trump. So,
yes.
You know, he is clearly has made some missteps. He's under fire on a number of different fronts. But the truth is he did get through to disaffected Americans across a wide spectrum of political leanings, age, everything else. You know, I mean, it is interesting. And Democrats haven't found their voice yet, and they haven't found their message. And I think, by the way, they haven't found their messenger. I mean, we were talking this morning with, I was talking to some people about who really do you look to in the Democratic Party as sort of the font of that message right now. Mm-hmm. Is it really Nancy Pelosi? No, I don't think so. I mean, a friend of mine wrote me this morning to say, why aren't Democrats looking at people like Governor Hickenlooper in Colorado mm-hmm. for leadership, you know, an attractive younger guy that is very popular? I have no idea, but I think it's not working for them.
Well, it's because Nancy Pelosi has all the oxygen in the Democratic room. There's not much oxygen left when you put her in there.
I think that's right, and I think it's a terrible mistake. I mean, I don't know about you. I was incredulous when they had the House elections, and mm-hmm. she continued to lead the House. I mean, really, the woman is not particularly verbal. I mean, she can't really, you know, sit down with reporters and make much sense. I don't know. Anyway, look, that's their issue. I hope for the sake of a sound, vibrant two-party system, the Democrats don't decide that Ossoff was too middling, too centrist, and go totally left, because that's what the activists in the party might push for now, because they'll claim that that was the problem here. And I think that would be a terrible mistake.
Well, going back to Pelosi for just a moment, you know, because I'd questioned this for a long time, too, Liz, and I looked into this a little bit more. I mean, she's got control of the purse. One thing about her, she realized the game a long time ago, and it's about raising money. She is a fundraising machine, and that's where her power base comes from.
That is so true. But what we just discovered was that money isn't everything. And by the way, this isn't the first time that Democrats threw a huge amount of money, in this case, $30 million, at a little House seat in Georgia. Never happened before. By far the most expensive race in the history of the country, which is pretty astonishing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
exactly.
Hillary Clinton also had a huge purse and spent much more than Donald Trump in the past election. That didn't work. For all the talk about dark money in politics and the insidious influence that money has in politics, and certainly it has some, the truth is it does not necessarily win elections. What wins elections is message.
Well, Main Street, Georgia, responded to the message, to your point. And again, as you write, hating Trump, not a platform, certainly not a winning combination. And they're continuing to get their heads handed to them. And, you know, Scott and I were talking about this earlier, Liz, is that, you know, regardless of what, you know, the mainstream media, I mean, they made it sound like this was so close that Ossoff almost had it in the bag. I mean, this is like deja vu 2016 Hillary Clinton one more time. I'm going, who's got the thumb on the scale here? I mean, a 6-point, you know, win here. And then now you start hearing all the, you know, from the real ground floor of what the perception of Ossoff was.
Well, I think also this is going to raise questions about polling once again.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Is it biased? I mean, are those approval ratings on Donald Trump, do they actually reflect what the country thinks of the president? most important, maybe, does it really reflect what Republicans think of the president? Because even some left-leaning polls have showed that by and large, Republicans are sticking with the president. Mm-hmm. That is a big message to Congress, because the more the president wants to move his agenda forward, the more Congress drags its feet and the Freedom Caucus disagrees or the centrist group disagrees or whatever, I think they're going to be hurt by that. And it isn't necessarily going to be the president that's hurt by it. It may be Congress.
Exactly. And they need to get on board here, because Main Street is getting, you know, anxious about this government being obstructed and some of these things
yep.
being delayed unnecessarily. They see this game of politics as being rather disgusting. Here they are fighting for a paycheck and health care. Meanwhile, all the elected officials, they still get their paycheck and health care every month, Liz. It's no problem for them. But Main Street America yeah. is going, wait a minute, what about us?
Yeah. And by the way, as Democrats laud Obamacare and cling to it, people have been noticing and reminding each other that Congress got an exemption from Obamacare, mm-hmm. if you recall.
Yes,
so they
exactly.
don't have to suffer under that plan like most Americans. And I think, by the way, I'm not on Obamacare. If I were and mm-hmm. I was seeing my premiums go up 75% this year, mm-hmm. I would be furious that my congressman mm-hmm. wasn't suffering the same thing.
Well, and supposedly the Freedom Caucus, what they wanted attached to their bill, and I'm still looking into this. It's still being proposed, but we'll see if the Senate picks up from that, because I think this is a defining point, I believe, for a Republican, especially coming for the midterms in 2020, not too far down the road. It's amazing how fast it's going, Liz. But people are looking to see, are you going to be subject to the very legislation, the health care legislation that you passed? The Freedom Caucus said, yes, we will. They didn't quite put it, you know, indelibly in ink the way we would like to have seen it.
There were a few carve-outs, were there?
Hey, it's D.C. That's all they know. They know to carve out, right? I mean,
yes, they do. They know the exemption route pretty well. Well, we'll see. But I think that's actually, I think two things the GOP could do right now that would be unbelievably forceful in terms of winning over the American public. One is cancel the August recess.
Tell people
that, you've got a lot on your plate between tax reform and health care and infrastructure. And because of the Democrats slow walking everything, they are going to say, we're staying in D.C. till we get our job done. That's what you're paying us for. And by the way, politically, frankly, it wouldn't be all bad for Republicans. They wouldn't have to go home and have people yell at them in their town
exactly.
hall.
Yeah, they can avoid a town hall or two. Why not? Well, Liz, we have to leave it right there. Thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate the insight. Good stuff.
Bees and other pollinators are essential for maintaining a healthy ecosystem, allowing fruits and nuts such as apples and almonds to grow. While these crucial insects help provide us with some of our favorite foods, they often can't find enough food for themselves. The loss of natural habitats plays a large part in the declining population of pollinators. The week of June 19th is National Pollinator Week, and Ortho, along with its parent company, Scotts Miracle-Gro, wants everyone to know they can help by creating pollinator-friendly spaces around their home. Planting a pollinator garden is easy. Select plants with colorful blooming flowers that have continuous bloom cycle. When using pesticides, always follow the package instructions. Ortho's Pollinator Promise focuses on removing neonics from all their outdoor garden control products. Currently, Ortho offers consumers a variety of products that use alternative chemistries to control pests and disease that can harm the plants in your garden. For more information, visit ortho.com/pollinator.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
We're back with the America 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. And right now, it is time, James Hurston time. Yes, New York Times best-selling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Hey, fantastic. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing great. We've got some good news coming down this week. One that you happen to be involved with SCOTUS. Tell our audience about this one.
Yeah, I'm personally involved because I have a brief in on the case, and we're talking about a unanimous ruling. This is very unusual.
When was the last time we had a unanimous ruling from the Supreme Court?
I know, and it's actually the correct ruling and the one I was advocating for, and that is, we have a trademark law that grants people protection for slogans and names. And there's a provision of the trademark law that has been, I'd have to say, perverted. And political correctness has been used by the Patent and Trademark Office. And what happened is there was an Asian American rock band that named themselves the Slants. Mm-hmm. And that's a disparaging name for Asians. They did that on purpose. It was part of their expression. It's a punk band.
Right.
And this directly relates to what we hear in the sports world, with the trademark office using that, it's called disparagement provision, that the Washington Redskins could not call themselves the Redskins, and they couldn't give them trademark protection, which of course means big dollars.
Right.
And that case is done now because the Supreme Court has set a precedent. They said, hey, free speech is more important than political correctness when it comes to trademark law. We can cheer this.
Exactly. So the Slants get to be the Slants, so they're happy for that. And the Redskins now live another day.
That's exactly right.
Wow.
And if I want to start a punk band and call it the Deplorables, I can do that.
Yeah, why not? I mean, this is I thought you were going to say political correctness amok, but I guess maybe, that would be redundant.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's what it is. And the amazing thing is to know the partisan left-wingers on the Supreme Court even saw fit to say, you know what, I think we will vote for freedom of speech. That's gratifying. It's
right.
Nice to know. And Gorsuch, although he was there, Gorsuch isn't, he wasn't up to speed where he could actually be in part of the decision process.
Mm-hmm.
So this could have easily been, you know, if they had voted in a partisan way, it could have been hung up. But thank God there's still sanity in the United States Supreme Court. That's an exciting thing for the future because they're going to get a lot of cases thanks to the Ninth Circuit and the Fourth Circuit.
Well, speaking of sanity, here we are still meshed in this bucket of gum that you talked about weeks ago. Started first with Attorney General Sessions recusing himself. And so then you have Rod Rosenstein who comes into play. And then it's such a hot potato that he decides in order to keep the radical left and the resistance quiet, he appoints a special counselor in Bob Mueller on this thing, and this is, like I said, one big humongous bucket of gum here. Where are we at now?
Well, where we're at, you know, special counsels are often criticized, but this special counsel's office has a huge cloud over it for three reasons, and they involve three people. They have to do, of course, with Mueller, Rosenstein, and Comey.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the number one, Mueller and Rosenstein are both have intense conflicts of interest and need to step down. They need to resign, recuse, whatever they're going to do. And two, this concept that the Washington Post reported on with anonymous sources that the special counsel was going to investigate obstruction of justice is a legal impossibility. It can't. The President Trump firing the FBI director cannot be obstruction of justice. That's because he has complete and absolute authority to hire and fire as the head of the executive branch, as stated by Article 2 of the Constitution. There's a reason for that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's because we have co-equal branches of government. The Founding Fathers said, hey, we're going to make the president pretty powerful because he's got to stand up to these other two branches. And when it comes to his own people, he has what are called plenary discretionary power. That means basically absolute power.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is strange. Okay, so we have an investigation on a crime that cannot exist by two guys who have conflicts. We've talked about Mueller's conflicts on your show.
Exactly.
Mueller's best buds with Comey, long-standing professional and personal relationship. That's conflict number one for Mueller. But conflict number two relates to Comey. Comey has, there's a case for obstruction of justice against Comey. There's a case for absconding with government records and leaking it to the New York Times against Comey.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those are legitimate cases. So Comey is potentially a target of investigation. That makes Mueller's conflict of interest injected with steroids. It's heightened.
Well, who goes after, before you go to Rosenstein, who goes after Comey and sues Comey?
Exactly. You can't have Mueller, his buddy, going after Comey, and Comey's a key witness. So those are two, deal killer conflicts for Mueller. He should, if he's this decent man of integrity, we should be hearing about he's recusing, he's stepping down, something. But Rosenstein as well. They're always talking about what a stand-up guy Rosenstein is. Rosenstein wrote the memo that set forth the recommendation that Comey be fired.
Exactly.
That's like, you know, you're working in a job and you get the ultimate termination memo. It's almost like a little indictment. That's what Rosenstein's memo was like.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if Mueller's going to look into the surrounding circumstances of Trump firing Comey, he has to examine Rosenstein's memo. He has to put Rosenstein under questioning. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, Rosenstein is a key witness. And Rosenstein, guess what, is Mueller's boss. In
yes.
other words, it puts Rosenstein in a position where he's a key witness in the same investigation that he is duty-bound to supervise.
Who doesn't,
Who doesn't have conflict here, James? I mean, is there anybody that doesn't have conflict with, I mean, it's like here's these three key people and they're up to their elbows and nostrils in conflict.
So that's exactly right. And that's why I said, you know, if you look at an investigation of a crime that's legally impossible, obstruction of justice, being conducted by a special counsel who's burdened by severe conflicts of interest, and his supervisor is conflicted, guess what you have?
Mm-hmm.
A witch hunt. This
yeah.
is a witch hunt. And if they don't step down, it's proof.
Yeah.
That it's a witch hunt.
It's a classic demonstration. And, of course, we already know that, first of all, and James, you know better, you know, as the legal analyst, that, you know, what crime is Mueller investigating here? Because that's what a special counselor is supposed to do, right? Investigate a crime?
Exactly. And basically they've abandoned, no one now in the press is talking about the collusion with Russia
mm-hmm.
because we know it didn't exist. If it did exist, everything that could possibly harm Trump is leaked.
Yeah,
and it
exactly.
was this 10-month-old investigation. We would have had 10 leaks about the evidence for collusion. The fact that there's no leaks and the fact we have testimony from everyone in the intelligence community practically saying there's no evidence of collusion means there's no collusion. That's why the media dropped it. Now they're talking about obstruction of justice. There cannot be a charge of obstruction of justice against President Trump because of a little impediment called the Constitution of the United States of America.
Exactly. Well, the deal is that what calls me, James, and most of our listeners who talk to me, they go, well, wait a minute. If collusion took place, what do you call what happened with Hillary? I mean, to me, that's, you know, when Hillary, as Secretary of State, signs off on 20% of the country's uranium to go to Russia on a pay-to-play scheme, to me, that smacks more of collusion than what we're finding out right now, or what we're not finding out with Donald Trump.
Yeah, you think of maybe approving 20% of the American uranium reserves going to essentially Vladimir Putin's hands
mm-hmm.
and getting money in exchange in the foundations. That allegation would be something so serious that it would be investigated. But it sure looks like there were people in the bureaucracy who blocked that. And James Comey makes himself look like a fool. Because James Comey in his testimony characterized when Donald Trump said, hey, I hope things could go easy for Mike Flynn
mm-hmm.
As an obstruction. And yet with Hillary, where the statute only requires gross negligence, he rewrote the statute and said it required intent. So when it comes to Hillary, he rewrites the statute one way. And when it comes to Trump, he rewrites the law a different way to get the partisan outcome he's
after. Well, and he had to twist himself like a pretzel to redefine intent. I don't know.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You know,
he said, he testified, or he said in his press conference, I should say, rather.
James, we got about 15 seconds. I'm sorry, we're out of time again. Go ahead.
He has been extremely careless.
Yes.
That's gross negligence.
That should say everything you need to know. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, thank you so much. Good stuff here, buddy.
All right. Bless you, buddy.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Lifetime Great.